midfield, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
It's a stacked show for you on this Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Going to talk about the Browns preseason schedule, not the actual schedule, because the dates have not been finalized, except for one. The final date, August 29th, is locked in. The Browns will play at the Bears. That's a familiar closing, Soldier Field. It'll feel like Groundhog Day for sure, going there for that finale at Soldier Field there a couple years ago. August 8th, 11th, somewhere in that range, will be the opener at First Energy Stadium against the Rams. Then August 15th through 19th, one of those dates, Lions at First Energy Stadium. Then at the Colts, August 22nd, 25th, Lucas Oil Stadium. And I mentioned that finale in Chicago. So we got that out of the way. We're going to get a schedule pretty soon, so be ready for that. That's the day we're all kind of waiting for. We kind of plan our lives the fall once we know what that regular season schedule is all about, and the NFL should be releasing that. I'm guessing probably within, I think within days we'll be hearing about that. Usually that's, you get this out there, the preseason opponents, everybody did that throughout the league, teams announcing their preseason opponents, then you figure out, and then they tell you the national TV schedule for preseason games, and then you go to the regular season schedule. All right, on this show, Stack Show, I told you about that. Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network here. Lots to talk about with him getting caught up on offseason moves. We'll hear from DeQuell Jackson, back from his USO tour and jumping into the offseason program this week along with his teammates on a voluntary basis, but a lot of them volunteering to be there. And Jameer Howerton sits down with him for that. And you'll hear from Scott Petrick from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. Fine Browns beat writer there who has a lot of good thoughts and insights about what this team, again, has done and what it's going to be doing. I mean, we're all trying to get a handle on what's next. What's next being the draft in a matter of weeks. We will be in New York, by the way, this show in New York for the 2 days, the day before the draft, the 24th of April, and then the 25th, we will broadcast from Radio City Music Hall. The 24th, we're going to be at a restaurant called Manny's on 2nd, which is where we were a year ago, and had a blast with the Browns backers from the New York metropolitan area gathered there for the show. We're going to bring it back for them and for you, obviously, just to give you some flavor of New York. And I'm sure we'll hear from the draft prospects. Probably one of them will be a Browns player by the next day. they gather at an event on that Wednesday before, an event in the park, a Play 60 youth event. And we had a good chunk of sound from a guy named Trent Richardson at that event, who within 24 hours after that airing was a Cleveland Brown. So we're looking forward to that. It's a fun opportunity. We always look forward to getting your comments, your questions that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. Let's get this from Terry from Twitter. He says, Vic, I see six glaring needs, cornerback, inside linebacker, wide receiver, offensive guard, safety, and yes, kicker. Need a vet, wide receiver, a dominant linebacker, a shutdown corner. Who's going to score with no kicker? Well, I like your needs, your glaring needs, and I don't think all of them are going to be addressed this offseason. I think a fair amount have already been addressed. We know about outside linebacker. We know about defensive line. We know about depth at cornerback. All good. A kicker has been added. We don't know anything about him, obviously, as an NFL player, and we'll see how that, and barely really know him as a collegiate player, but we're going to learn a lot about him pretty fast. But it doesn't happen in one offseason, Terry, and that's going to be the approach here. You get as much as you can. The draft will render, I think, some help, but much more to come beyond this offseason. I think you take it in steps. That's the practical way to do it. That's really how it's done. You just can't take it in one gigantic chunk, although I think this team did a lot to help itself. All right, in a couple of minutes, we are going to hear from the Browns analyst from the Browns Radio Network. His name is Doug Deacon. He's excited, too, about this new radio deal. Yeah, home of the Browns here, officially beginning May 1st. ESPN 850 WKNR. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Drives down the lane.
March is different. Why? That's why. So get some Bud Lights and hold on. There's no rationality, predictability, and monotony in March. Nope, there's none of this. But a whole lot of this.
Game's on the line. 3, 2, 1.
And people get dunked on like...
What? Oh, no!
Yeah, because March breaks more hearts than February and fools more people than April. And for 31 days, it gets... March is nuts, but it's amazing. And we're all fans. Your best friend? Your pool cleaner? Aunt Shirley.
Woo-woo!
Anyone willing to travel halfway across the country, a giant cardboard face poster in one hand, Bud Light in the other. Only in March. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com, Russo Rosalina.
As long as the kids keep making the traveling team and the new restaurant across town doesn't deliver, you're going to be driving. So it's a smart choice to join new BP Driver Rewards. You receive an instant 10 cents per gallon reward just for signing up. With every second fill up of quality BP gasoline, you keep earning and saving 5 cents per gallon. Pick up a BP Driver Rewards brochure at your local BP to join now. Up to 20 gallons, terms and conditions apply. See bpdriverrewards.com for details.
Vic Carucci with you on a football Thursday, and the Cleveland Browns 2013 NFL Draft Party that's going to be on a Thursday too, April 25th, first day of the draft, at First Energy Stadium. Watch all of the first round, all of that action, including visits from current and former Browns players, live broadcasts, and the chance to personally select your seats for the 2013 season. Doors will open at 6 p.m. and admission is free. For more info, visit clevelandbrowns.com. It's going to be fun. You want to be there. I won't be. However, again, I'll be in New York, as I just told you, Radio City Music Hall. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak & Lube. On with us now on the Revel Wireless Hotline is Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network and a regular on this show. Well, Doug, the off-season program is into its fourth day, and to me, this is as much about getting to know the players who have already been on this team as it is anything else. I mean, a familiarizing for this coaching staff. I know Brad Roll, the strength and conditioning coach, is doing the bulk of the work with these guys, but you know the assistant coaches also have their opportunities now to really kind of get an idea of what they're working with.
Well, not only that, I think it builds up relationships, and I think through the course of a season, you know, you get to know the players a little bit better, and I think, you know, to get a start on it, because you can see them on tape and watch them play, But, you know, you got to put the personality with the person, and I think that's a big part of, you know, the establishing any kind of chemistry within your football team. And I think chemistry is a big part of, you know, any team that has had success, is the fact that, you know, everybody, you know, works together.
Yeah, and I think the other thing, too, that's been interesting is the players also kind of getting to know each other. New players in the building, this team's brought in a lot of them. Doug, when you, again, think about it from the team aspect, from having been a part of this as a player, when you go through this much of a changeover, and this is a pretty significant one pre-draft, when you're going to have even more new faces coming aboard in a matter of weeks, what does that do to the kind of the culture and the balance of a football team?
Well, I think, you know, anytime you pick up a player that, you know, you think is going to be a plus, or a guy that's going to be an impact player for you, obviously, you know, you're excited about it, because, you know, that's the only way you're going to get better. I think, you know, the fact that they've signed some free, you know, agents, they come in, you're going to want to get to know them. You know, I always thought, you know, with the rookies, you waited to see if they made the team before you learned their name. But, you know, I think with the veterans that they've brought in through free agency, you know, it gives them a chance, you know, really to, you know, kind of get into the community, because, you know, it's not just the time that you spend on the field. You know, it's you know, your family and how you get situated, and, you know, talking to other guys, you know, where do you go to eat, where do you do this, where do you do that. And I think it's, you know, it's a big plus. So when once the season, you know, rolls around, all those, you know, little things that you don't have to go out, you know, hunting anymore, you know, you've got the advice of guys that have been here.
You know, it's interesting, in the day-to-day, the part of this that I have been paying attention to all week is where most of the interaction is taking place, which is in the, basically, the cafeteria, at the lunch hour, when everybody's, coaches and players, everybody kind of congregates. And you look at Brad Roll, and he's in there, I mean, I think first and foremost as a strength and conditioning coach, to see what guys are putting on their plates, because there's a lot of reminders in that cafeteria about the calorie counts and all the numbers of eating, right? Well, on top of that, I know he's keeping an eye on that, because you rarely see him sit. He's just hovering around, talking with guys, talking with players, talking with coaches, but just keeping his eye on everything. And as much as anything else, too, just reinforcing, I think, a lot of the core principle elements that he's trying to bring to this. And, you know, you could talk about, we may not mention strength and conditioning very much when we talk about a football team, but I think it is a bigger deal probably than a lot of us allow ourselves to get into, Doug, when we talk about it, and finding ways to physically train players so that they can stay healthier. You know, it's been a problem for this team, and it's something that he's got to be here to solve.
Well, I mean, you're always going to have injuries, but I think, you know, the strength program is, it's a career lengthener. I mean, it makes gives you an opportunity to extend your career, and, you know, what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. And, you know, I think, you know, we've seen, you know, the teams that went to the Super Bowl this year, both very physical football teams. And, you know, I think that's something that they're trying to build here with the people that they've acquired over the last few years. And, you know, when you're playing a Pittsburgh or you're playing a Baltimore, it's going to be a physical football game. So, you know, I think that's a big part of it, because those are the people you got to beat if you're going to go anywhere anyhow.
Yeah, and you're right. Getting bigger, getting stronger, and again, staying healthy. Those are the points that he's brought up, and a lot goes into that. I mean, I don't know if you can prevent certain injuries from happening, and I think a lot of them that have happened to this team, concussions and so forth, are probably nothing that a strength and conditioning coach is going to do to prevent those necessarily. But you would, I know he's in here with a sense of retraining the ways of how these players have gone through this before, and that's not just from a previous regime of strength and conditioning, but those also learning what they learned from the collegiate level.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's something that is, you know, football, the new millennium, is the watching of the food and what you eat, the calorie intake, the good foods, you know, they have them all marked with, you know, good, so-so, not good.
Right.
And I think, you know, that's important. And it's, and it goes beyond really, you know, just the playing field, because, you know, after football, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you see guys that balloon up because, you know, they're never going to work out again. And it really, you know, kind of, I think in the big picture, it not only, you know, helps the career while you're playing, it helps your lifestyle after you're done.
Yeah, it absolutely does. Doug Deacon joining us. He is from the Browns Radio Network via the Rebel Wireless Hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Doug, the Browns also are going to have a name. You talk about getting used to some new names. Brandon Bugatti is here as a kicker, and I know that one is one that we may have to remember because he'll be kicking for this team during the season, or someone who will see what the competition is at the position. But he comes in with no experience in the NFL, and I think from that standpoint he's intriguing. He also did very little at the collegiate level that you could speak of. So when you look at him and see him come in and, you know, the big shoes that he has to fill, it's certainly something that we're all going to look at and pay attention to. But it also doesn't necessarily mean he can't succeed at a spot that has been handled so well for so many years by Phil Dawson.
Well, yeah, and opportunity is nothing, you know, without preparation, as they always say. And, you know, he has a background, but, you know, there's nobody that's going to be under the microscope, you know, even the quarterback. I don't think it will be under the microscope as much as the kicker because of the, you know, the great track record that Phil Dawson had here and the consistency that he, you know, he showed and the kind of guy he was. And, you know, with that said, you know, Phil has, you know, got a chance to, you know, hopefully, you know, next year maybe we'll see him in a Super Bowl. But, you know, that's, you know, what you'd like to see. You know, the Browns play the 49ers in the Super Bowl, and Phil gets his chance, and the Browns get their chance. But with that said, yeah, you know, I think, you know, the kicker is an important, you know, part of it. And I think, you know, you also have to bring in competition for him, too, just to make sure that, you know, if things don't work out the way they hope it, they do, that, you know, you've got somebody that, you know, you can call on to give a try.
With the draft fast approaching, and the needs being, I guess, what they are or how they've been addressed, for the most part, I sit thinking that the majority of what you thought this team would set out to do has been done. There will still be questions about, okay, do they need a corner? Do they have to come out of this draft with a corner? And I'm thinking, you know, those who would like the D. Milner factor, maybe get him up high. Big, you know, a lot of people clamoring for that among fans, I guess. And then you also, though, look at wide receiver and the thought that maybe that's another spot that this team would like to add to somewhere along the line. Are those two areas in particular you're paying attention to, or how are you? What's your mindset based on what you've seen this team do and what you think it still needs to do?
Well, obviously the secondary, not only the cornerback, but you the safety position with Osama Young not being here anymore. I think, you know, those are two that you're going to look at. I think, you know, linebacker. We've got some young kids, but, you know, they just have 1 year under their belt. And I think, you know, with when they released Chris Gokong, that, you know, all of a sudden you say, well, maybe that's even though we went out and got Paul Kruger, that's a place we're going to need a body there, too. The wide receiver, yeah, I think, you know, that's something that I don't look at it as important as on the defensive side and, you know, getting that cornerback and that safety. And, you know, it sets up for, you know, for them to be able to do it.
Yeah, and that'll be something, again, a lot of us are going to want to see play out. And also we'll get a good feel for, because we just don't know yet about the drafting philosophy, the strategies. I mean, we can guess at what we think we know, especially from Joe Banner's time with the Philadelphia Eagles, and he's talked about his history of as a guy who likes to trade down. Michael Lombardi, part of this thing, again, in a role that he hasn't been before, so we'll see exactly how that all plays out with the tendencies that he may bring. But we know he's learned from a lot of really good people. We know Joe Banner's been around a lot of really good people and himself has been part of a lot of success. And I think we're all going to, you know, kind of get an education, really, as to how this draft plays out, whether there's a lot of movement. I mean, people, you talk to the analysts, Doug, and the guys like Mel Kiper and others expect the Browns to be a pretty active team on draft day, and now that they've got the additional picks from this Colt McCoy trade, they just might very well be.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the important thing is you don't force a pick. You know, you take the player that's the best player, and you try to fit him in a position where it's a position of need. And the other thing, you know, with the release of Gokong and Sheldon Brown not coming back, and so this is by far going to be the youngest, I think, team in the NFL. This is as far as experience goes. You know, because they've gotten rid of some age there, and in doing so, they're, I think, hoping that they can build a team that is going to, you know, become ready at the same time where, you know, you're going to have a run of, you know, 4 or 5 years where you don't have to do a lot of tinkering.
Doug, I do want to get your thoughts on Colt McCoy, just a summary, just because of a guy that was here and a presence and very popular in so many ways, and I know a guy you knew well on this team. Just some quick thoughts on the McCoy time in Cleveland.
Well, you know, I always thought, you know, he would be a perfect fit for a West Coast offense because of, you know, his mobility and not having the strongest arm. But, you know, in doing so, I think, you know, he got a little messed up because, you know, the West Coast offense that Mike Holmgren ran and the West Coast offense that Pat Shurmur ran were a little bit different. And I think, you know, in some ways, you know, you had the union problems for a while. That didn't help him.
Right.
And, you know, you wanted him. You know, you always hear people say it takes a quarterback a couple years in an offense, in a West Coast offense, really to get it down. And with that said, I think, you know, Colt probably, you know, didn't get the time that maybe he needed. But with that said, I'm not sure, you know, if the arm was there to, you know, to do it on a regular basis. And as, you know, we look at the more vertical game that I think Chud and Norv Turner are going to bring, you know, it's pretty obvious that you need that big, strong arm. And you look not only at Brandon Whedon, but you look at Jason Campbell and even Thaddeus Lewis. I mean, you've got three guys that are pretty good slingers there. And, you know, Colt was, you know, a great guy in the locker room. You know, up until, last year or so, he had the most wins in college. And he was a professional. You know, the same can be said of, you know, the other guys that, you know, have moved on. Sheldon Brown, you know, a classy guy, professional. But, you know, time, you know, had caught up with him. And, you know, Chris Gokong, you know, he unfortunately got hurt last year. So, you know, you can't stay pat. You got to move on if you're going to get any better.
It's funny how you bring up the size of the players at the position now at quarterback when you see these guys kind of walk out of the building. I mean, first of all, the average height at quarterback with McCoy's absence from this group now, you look at Whedon, Campbell, and Lewis, and they're towering guys. I mean, they're big physical guys that I think changes and tells you everything probably you need to know about the philosophy of this passing game.
Well, yeah, and I, you know, having played with a guy that was about Colt McCoy's size and Brian Sipe, you know, and I told Colt one day, I said, you know, when I came into the league, they drafted Mike Phipps number third overall, and in 1980, Brian Sipe was the league's MVP, and Mike Phipps was out of the league. So, you know, it's not always the size; it's the way the guy plays, and you know, sometimes it's just getting all the pieces and parts around them, because you know all the emphasis is on the quarterback. But with that said, you know, without the offensive line, without the running game, and without the receivers, you know, that catch the ball on a consistent basis, it doesn't matter who's there, he's going to have problems.
Yeah, I think you're right. You can, no matter what size you are, you also have to have, you got to be protected, and you better be able to get the ball out of your hands quickly and run the offense as well as it needs to be run. Doug, great. We appreciate you taking the time, and we will talk to you soon, my friend.
Sounds good.
Doug Deacon joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up for you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak & Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak & Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never play rock, paper, scissors with Edward Rock Hands or Edward Paper Hands. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Communities and businesses depend on each other.
Successful companies can make a difference in people's lives, and we need them involved now more than ever.
I want to work with a company that's invested in my community.
A company that cares about Cleveland and the people who live here.
I'm Brian Kurtz, a Baird financial advisor and a proud Cleveland resident. Baird has been part of Cleveland for more than a decade, and all of us who call it home believe strongly in giving back to the community. That's why we support local organizations like St. Martin de Porres, Achievement Centers for Children, and Hattie Larlem. Because at Baird, we believe improving people's lives is a big part of what we do, and we know that genuine caring is critical to doing it well.
Discover a financial partner who cares about Cleveland. Visit BairdCleveland.com. That's BairdCleveland.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Are you tired of hearing the term guaranteed approval, guaranteed financing, or guaranteed credit? How about no hidden fees? Only to find out you need to win the lottery to be eligible for the so-called guarantee? Well, at Bob Gillingham Ford, the term guaranteed is what they refer to as to how you'll be treated. They guarantee you'll receive the three pillars of customer service: fair, honest, and open. That guarantee is the cornerstone that has allowed them to serve Northeast Ohio for over 56 years. Start your next car or truck buying experience at BobGillinghamFord.com. See their actual and true photographed inventory, like the stunning new 2013 Ford Fusion. From there, let them show you their guarantee of a truly great buying experience. Stop in and see them, 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. That's BobGillinghamFord.com. They're looking forward to welcoming you to the home of the real deal, Bob Gillingham Ford.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak & Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
On a football Thursday, and we take you inside the locker room. Jameer Howerton sits down with one of the very favorite players on this football team, linebacker DeQuell Jackson, back from his USO tour with several other NFL players. Going to get into that and topics such as what is happening now in Berea, the off-season workouts. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. DeQuell, you had a busy off-season, to say the least. You were part of the NFL USO tour. Tell us about your experience.
Awesome experience. I just want to, you know, thank the NFL USO Tour for allowing me and the other guys to experience an opportunity of a lifetime to meet the kids, and I shouldn't say kids, the troops that, and men and women that go over, that sacrifice their family and the courage that they have. It was an awesome experience. I met a lot of people and had a great time.
What was it like to meet the men and women in uniform that were Browns fans?
It was awesome, man. It was funny. You know, you don't know what to expect because you're going over a tour with, you know, Devon Millers, the Champ Bailey, J.J. Watt, NFL Defensive Player of the Year last year. So The Cleveland Browns held their own, man. They were all over the place. I brought over a bunch of gear, the flags, hats, what have you. A lot of memorabilia. They were very appreciative of everything. It was awesome to see Browns fans all the way over in Afghanistan.
And just looking back at the trip, what was the most memorable part of your trip?
I'll tell you what, from the short period of time we were together, the guys that that was a part of the tour, Von Miller, Champ Bailey, J.J. Watt, Steve Smith and Davin Joseph, we had some type of bond, you know, just to make the trip over there is one deal in itself. So they sacrificed some time out of their busy schedules to actually go over and just meeting and greeting just everyone and just the personal stories. I think that's what I took most from the trip, the personal stories from all ages, from the men and women and to all the way down to the teenagers. So, and what they have experienced and how they deal with moving forward and how long they've been over. So I think I took everything in it and as a whole. I don't know if there's one thing I could really pinpoint because I enjoyed every aspect of the trip.
Now, DeQuell, last year you went on the mission trip to Africa. This year you had the NFL USO Tour. How has giving back off the field impacted your life?
You know, it's just something that kind of made its way in my life. A time when, you know, you have a lot of ups and downs in your life, and when you're down, I figured the best way I could get out of the hole or feel better, what have you, is to help others. So it's kind of been a common theme building these last few years to where I enjoy it, and I don't mind. If I can put a smile on a face or if I can lighten the day or build a morale with the troops in Afghanistan, it's definitely self-gratifying.
Okay, DeQuell, you're here in the building now for the 2013 off-season strength and conditioning program. What was it like walking in the building day one? Did you feel a different vibe?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I've known Chud. He was here in the previous staff, and just having a familiar face in the building that I respected from way back when and to now, and just meeting the North Turners, the Ray Horton, you know, these guys are great coordinators. Obviously, as documented with North Turner, he's been a head coach. So, and you can hear all the pounding and the building going on around you. So it's definitely they've definitely creating a different vibe around here, and it's a winning vibe that I haven't been a part of since I've been here. So everything right now is smooth, and I hope it continues throughout the season. From the strength coach to the guys, it was good to see the guys come back in the building. So we have a good locker room. And I'm excited for the season.
ClevelandBrowns.com had the opportunity to go in the weight room, catch you guys working out the other day. What's it been like working with strength and conditioning coach Brad Roll?
Oh, he's a fireball, man. He's a fireball. At 8:30 in the morning, he's up and at him. He's drank his Red Bull. Whatever he does to fire him up, he's that way every day so far. So it's a great thing. He brings that energy in this building, something that we hadn't had in years past. So it's a great thing for a guy like myself and for the young guys, seeing a guy that he has the energy every day. And it's a lot. It's a lot for him to do, but it comes easy to him.
What's it like working with your new defensive coordinator?
Ray Horton is brilliant. He's a brilliant D coordinator. That's the best way I can describe it. The way he thinks you know, thinks up these pressures, and he's putting guys in the best position to be successful. It's well documented. Arizona had a great defense last year. In my opinion, I think he's a caliber head coach. So I'm excited to play for him. I've watched every one of Arizona's games last year to see what his blueprint was, and I mean, I was excited then and actually meeting him. It just confirmed, in my opinion, how great he really is.
We got a chance to sit down with both linebacker coaches. What's it going to be like working with these two gentlemen?
Oh, they're smart. They're sharp, man. They're sharp, man. Everyone right now is trying to fill out who's who, how to coach what. So we're all in this thing together, and it's going to get done. We have a mini camp coming up in 2 weeks, and we've ironed out a lot of defenses right now, and I love every one of them. You know, we're going to be aggressive this year. Coach has said it. He's reiterated, you know, plenty of times to all of us. It's just a matter of us getting the system down so we can start the season off rolling. Going to minicamp next week.
Now, DeQuell, I had a chance to go in the locker room, and I was looking around for your new digs, and I noticed that you're in a different spot now. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, you know, it was a tribute to Phil Dawson. You know, I didn't want anyone taking over that locker. You know, I was at my locker for the last, you know, 5 or 6 years or so, and anytime I looked over, I could always count on Phil over there. We'll go chat or do whatever, and I thought it was only right that I left that locker open just so, you know, it's a tribute to Phil. I didn't want anyone taking that locker over but myself, and I'll take care of it very well.
And overall, DeQuell, this is a very important part to the whole process, getting acclimated to the new system, bonding with your new teammates. Just talk about the time that you guys have, because like you said, before you even know it, training camp will be here.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, the thing about the guys in the locker room and the players here, it's hard to keep up with every single guy on the side of, on your side of the ball. But once you get back in this building, you get on the grind and you look next to you, you see a guy working as hard as you are. I mean, that bond never goes anywhere. So right now, our mission right now is to get to the postseason, win the playoffs. And we got to, you know, Coach Chudzinski has a saying, win the one. Win the one means win today, max out today, and that's just what we're doing.
Well, DeQuell, thank you for your time. I look forward to catching up with you later on.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, Jamir, thank you. And really, think about what DeQuell Jackson said about taking over Phil Dawson's locker. I mean, it is a nice gesture. This isn't about, you know, being stuck in the past, being hung up on a guy no longer here. It's just respect. It's just the bond that players have. It's reinforced. And I think it's a good thing. I think it's a really good thing for the current Browns to see a leader like DeQuell Jackson, and this is what makes him a leader. This is part of what makes him such an outstanding leader, doing something like that. The gesture of, hey, I'm going to kind of protect this thing by taking it over, but preserving it as, you know, the locker that had been in place for Phil Dawson for 14 years. So a very cool thing by one veteran to another veteran. Love that. And love the other points he made about just going over to the USO Tour. And I had a chance to talk with him as well, what that meant for him. And it was, hey, it was tense. It was, and why wouldn't it be? I mean, anxious moments, times, dangerous places. And he went over there with some of those thoughts, but he knew the greater good of being there, being part of that, superseded everything else, and God bless him for that. All right, in a couple of minutes, we're going to talk more Browns. That's what we do on this show. Scott Petrick will break down this offseason with the beat writer from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak & Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great time, great food. Get to Quaker Steak & Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Drives down the lane.
March is different. Why? That's why. So get some Bud Lights and hold on. There's no rationality, predictability, and monotony in March. Nope, there's none of this. But a whole lot of this.
Game's on the line. 3, 2, 1.
And people get dunked on like,
what? Oh, no!
Yeah, because March breaks more hearts than February and fools more people than April. And for 31 days, it gets... March is nuts, but it's amazing. And we're all fans. Your best friend? Your pool cleaner? Aunt Shirley.
Woo-woo!
Anyone willing to travel halfway across the country, a giant cardboard face poster in one hand, Bud Light in the other. Only in March. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Let's face it, it's been a long winter, and we're tired of being cold and all cooped up. But take heart, because this weekend, it's finally gonna be warm. Which is why Johnsonville is proclaiming the official start of Springville. Ah, Springville. When it's mildly fine enough to fire up the grill and cook up some Johnsonville sausage. The semi-okay weather beckons you outside. You peel off your jacket, put on a lighter jacket, slather on the SPF 3 sunscreen, and start grilling. Imagine those juicy Johnsonville brats, the smell of those perfectly seasoned Italian sausages wafting through the tepid air. Ooh, feel the sun. It's so adequate on your skin. Yes, these are the moments we've been waiting for. So get out the grill, cook up some Johnsonville, and welcome Springville, Weekendville, and Alive at Lastville in all their relative glory. Visit Johnsonville.com for great grilling recipes and let the villing begin.
Football Thursday, Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we thank you for hanging out with us today and every day. I expect that you're hanging out with us every day. And Browns Fans Unite, season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434, and this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Scott Petrick covers the Browns for the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram, and kind enough to join us today. How's your offseason going, man?
Hey, pretty good, Vic.
Well, we got a lot to talk about, obviously, with this team, and I want to start with the state of the quarterback picture. If we can assume, and I don't think we can really assume anything anymore, but if we can assume that what we have now with Brandon Whedon, with Jason Campbell and Thaddeus Lewis being the three quarterbacks on this team, that's the picture as we have it, and that this team is more, I think the most important takeaway, giving Whedon that second year to try to prove what he can do.
Yeah, I really like what they've done with the quarterback spot. I like Whedon more than a lot of people do, so I'm glad that they're giving him another year. I know there's some skepticism, you know, he didn't have a great rookie year, he's going to be 30. But there's no doubt in my mind he deserves a second year, especially in the North Turner Chud offense that, you know, throws the ball downfield, I think, is a strength of Whedon. I've always liked Jason Campbell. I think he's a good backup. I think he can start for a couple games if you need him to. He could start for a long stretch if you need him to. I thought even before last season, when Campbell was a free agent, he might have been a fit here. I really like him. And I never liked Colt. I think he's a backup. I think he only fits in the West Coast. So I think the fact that they got rid of him is fine and that they got a pick is great. And the only other issue there is if maybe they go and get a guy in the fourth, fifth, sixth round, a developmental guy. You hear that Matt Scott from Arizona.
Yeah.
And, if you bring in another young guy to compete, I think that would really kind of solidify that group and be where they want it to be moving into the season.
My sense is that you would take the Browns out of the interest for a more prominent rookie quarterback, right? I mean, I know, again, they could still go down the road of Geno Smith or anybody. They've looking at a Ryan Nassib, looking at the names that we know, such as it is in this class. But I think it sounds like what you're talking about would make more sense is going with the more developmental player versus the more prominent guy.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go. I think the only way that changes is if they deal out of number six, maybe pick up a second rounder, and the guy that they really like is still there in the middle of the second round when they're drafting again, whether it's Nassib or somebody else falls to him, maybe they love Mike Glennon, or even Glennon falls to the third round and you say, we can't pass him up here. But I personally would be perfectly fine if they went into the season with the guys they have now, maybe adding a later round draft guy.
As you look at all the moves that have been made today, Scott, what strikes you about where this team is, and as it does set itself up for the draft, do you feel, because we all put together what we thought the priority should be after last season and going into the offseason, how many of those are you satisfied have been hit for what this team needs, and how much more do you think is needed?
Yeah, I like the fact that they addressed the pass rusher with Kruger and Groves, and they're still looking for, you know, they had Victor Butler in, they didn't sign him. I think that's an area they could also address in the draft. They really went after the defensive line, which seemed like a position of strength to begin with, but Desmond Bryant really strengthens that. And you can see Joe Banner's always talked about you need to be great on both lines, so he went and did that with Desmond Bryant. A little surprised they haven't added a cornerback. I think that's a big area you need. Safety also falls in there. I'm not sure how many great free agent safeties there were to go get. So I think heading into the draft, the fact that they addressed the linebacker and defensive line gives them more versatility going into the draft. They don't have to target that pass rusher. Maybe it sticks like we thought they did going into free agency. But I think there's still needs that need to be, that need to be addressed. Whether or not they all get addressed in the draft, it's tough to tell. And, you know, Joe Banner admitted at the combine, you're not going to be able to lock in guys at every position in one season.
And I think the philosophy of upgrading your pass rush between what Paul Kruger can bring to that, what Desmond Bryant can bring to that, and you mentioned Quinton Groves, a very active guy who certainly would be involved aggressively in a pass rush. And then if you address that early, say they do the Deion Jordan thing or whatever it might be with the sixth pick that a lot of mockers have going to the Browns, it might mitigate a little bit of this cornerback thing. I'm not saying it you completely mask it and that it's not a need. It is a need. But I just think that if you're ramping up your pass rush, you could solve the cornerback spot for at least temporarily, for at least 1 year that way.
No, I think you're 100% right there. And I think that that's the kind of defense that Ray Horton coaches. And, you know, I was thinking about it coming over, Vic, that the Patriots, and when you think about them, I can't name one big-time corner they've had in the last 5-6 years. And they're always good. They always win a ton of games. They're always in the playoffs. So I think there's ways to mask that, and getting pressure on the quarterback is obviously the best way to do that. And let's not forget, they still have one big-time corner. And there's some teams that don't have that big-time corner. You know, they got Joe Hayden.
Sure. What about the other corners that are on the team? Do you have faith or hope that anybody can make strides, enough strides at the position, guys that are already on the roster?
Yeah, I see Trevin Wade and Buster Skrine being nickel candidates. I know Buster took a lot of grief last year because he gave up a bunch of plays.
Yeah.
But that coaching staff loved him. They loved how tough he is. They loved how he worked. He's fast. There's no doubt he's fast. I think he fits better in the slot, and maybe he could become that nickel guy, the dime guy. And Wade, we didn't see enough of, but he's that kind of athlete, too. The wild card would be Johnson Bademosi, who's a big guy. Mm. Now, he barely played any defense last year, but to see him on the outside, he's big, he's over 6 foot, he runs. You know, maybe he could come out of nowhere. But besides those guys, I think it's really a position you need. You have to go get at least one more guy.
Yeah, I think adding a guy would be important. And they've done, certainly through free agency, they've gotten guys. Now, I don't think we necessarily look at these guys as starters. Chris Owens is someone I'm sure that is going to compete somewhere along the line, probably more for that nickel spot. So, yeah, at the end of it all, I think getting one more guy, maybe it's from the draft, it's likely from the draft, is a good thing, but it'll probably just cultivate into a lot of young people that you want to see where they are. And I think this team, just given that these guys are on the roster, are going to go into the offseason with them and likely into camp with guys like Buster Skrine and Trevin Wade, that they're going to have a chance to show what they can do.
And I think that's Joe Banner's philosophy, is to get a bunch of young guys that want to prove themselves and see what happens. I think you're going to see it in a number of positions. You're going to see a kicker.
Yeah.
Bring in a bunch of guys that are young, haven't shown anything, and see who sticks. And then a year or two from now, you find out who's good enough, and then you go supplement it with maybe some more veterans.
Yes, you bring up kicker. And, by the way, we're visiting with Scott Petrick from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram, covers the Browns. So Brandon Bagode is on the team. We're going to get that pronunciation guide right. But he is on the team as a kicker with really not only no NFL experience, but no college experience to speak of, other than he was, you know, on his team, on his college team. But when you look at him, you could really look at a lot of kickers that way. It's how does he look in the workout? What's his form like? Can he handle that? I don't know that you ever bring in a young kicker and expect them to have any clue as to what the NFL pressure cooker is like for a kicker.
No, you're exactly right. And you try to think of all the good kickers in the league, and I couldn't tell you what they did in college. You know, you don't see those kickers maybe under the same spotlight, under the same intensity. You know, if you're with the winning program, you're rarely kicking field goals at the end of games to win games. You know, you're drilling teams. So I think it's, does he have a big leg? And then you show up, and does he make the kicks at the end of practice? Does he make the kicks in the preseason? Does he do it in the regular season? Because if not, there's always another kicker you can bring in to try, because there's a ton of those guys out there.
Every kicker who comes onto this team is going to know the legend that he's replacing, the legacy that's been left by Phil Dawson. But that's just the way it is. That happens in this game. You do end up eventually becoming the guy that replaces the guy. And they always say you want to be the guy that replaces the guy that replaces the guy. But such as it is, do you think that adds more pressure to that? Do you think that has to matter to Brandon or anybody else who comes in?
I think it's going to be a factor. I think if you're that guy, you have to have the mindset where it doesn't matter who you're replacing. The pressure is the pressure. Mm-hmm. Kicking the winning field goal or the tying field goal, it should be enough pressure. It doesn't matter if Phil Dawson's before you. You know, it doesn't. Aaron Rodgers didn't matter if Brett Favre was before. You had to do what you had to do.
Right.
So I think there's enough kind of ingrown pressure in that job that shouldn't matter. I think it will matter to the fans. And I know the first time he misses a kick, everybody's writing and everybody's talking about the Browns is going to bring up Phil Dawson, but he can't be focused on that.
Right. The guy who's going to win this job will win it because he's not focused on that or the weather or the fact that there's 300-plus pound guys looking at him to make the play that they've set him up for. Yeah. So, all right. Let's go to the Browns' official Facebook, Twitter pages for some questions that we get. We also get them via email at daily@clevelandbrowns.com. I wanted to share a couple of these with you and get your thoughts, Scott. Justin from Facebook says, you can't build a team if you replace everyone every other year. He's focused on the idea that you see a lot of change, and there is going to be a lot of change. You see people, we mentioned Phil Dawson go, Colt McCoy being traded away, other people being cut, Chris Gokong and so forth, Usama Young.
Sure.
But, this is what happens when there is a new sheriffs in town to run things, but not just for the sake of that. There's a new vision. There's a new defense. But yes, we've seen this repeatedly, and no, it is not a formula for success to constantly do it. But it's understandable that it has to be done now with regard to what you're trying, what the folks running the team now are building. They're not building it to break it apart in 2 years either.
Right. No, that's exactly right, and that's the. The thing, I know fans have been through it over and over and over, but when you're the new regime, you kind of have to disregard what everybody else did.
Right.
You know, I mean, when Mike Holmgren and Tom Hecker got here, they had their own vision. They put it in place. The problem was it only lasted 3 years before we had another regime and another vision. So I think it's natural, and I would also say that maybe outside of Phil Dawson, I'm not sure I have a big issue with any of the guys the Browns are losing. You know, I can't think they didn't lose. He was their Pro Bowler they lost. They'll probably lose Josh Cribbs, but he's older. He's coming off some injury stuff. So I think Phil Dawson's the one guy where I said, man, this team would be much better if he were back. The rest of the guys, though, I think they're replaceable. I think maybe some of them didn't fit in the new systems. So I think that's just the way you have to be. And the fact is, the quarterback is the most important spot. And if they can lock that down, hopefully it's Brandon Whedon, then you can really turn your attention to progressing and making giant steps in the win-loss record.
Right. Right. George from Twitter, he said, I would be so happy if the Browns really do pick up D. Milner, obviously with that sixth overall pick or wherever they are, if they have to maneuver to get him. But here, my first thought on that, Scott, is yes, he's by all accounts the best corner in this draft. We agree that that's a need and that hasn't been totally addressed the way the Browns need it to be addressed right now. But I would still be inclined to think that it would be a hard choice for me, even if Milner were there, which is a question mark when the Browns pick right now, and another really outstanding pass rusher is there. I'm thinking those pass rushers, I know both positions are, quote, rare finds, but I don't know that I'm just satisfied with Paul Kruger being the guy that I know will tilt the field and change the game. We don't know that yet about Jabal Sheard as an outside linebacker.
No, you're right, Vic. I think Milner, at first glance, makes the most sense because there's a glaring need. He's the best corner on the board by far, according to all the experts.
Yeah.
And so you just slot him in, and it's a done deal. Where pass rush, you go, okay, well, if we got Kruger, we got Sheard, maybe there's Groves, how do you make them all fit together? You know, how does it all work? And I think pass rusher might have the greater impact. And what it's going to come down to, if they stay at number six, and let's say Miller's there, is who does the scouting staff, who does Mike Lombardi like best? And because I've talked to people who I respect who don't love D. Milner. They're not convinced he's a top 10 pick. So just because he's the number one corner doesn't mean he's worth that number six pick.
Sure.
So if he's not, then my inclination would be go get the best pass rusher available, whether it's Deion Jordan, Ziggy Ansah, maybe Barkevius Mingo, one of those guys that you can plug into that 3-4 and lock him in there for the next 8 years.
Scott, outstanding. We really appreciate the fact that you are part of the show, as always, and we'll catch you down the line.
Sounds good, Vic. Thanks.
He is Scott Petrick from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram, covers the Browns. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Looking for the biggest, best sandwich with a big, meaty taste sure to bowl you over? Then, people, welcome to the beyond belief taste of a Subway Italian BMT sub. Genoa salami, spicy pepperoni, and black forest ham nestled on your choice of freshly baked bread. All this bountiful goodness filled high with your favorite veggies. The big, meaty taste of a Subway Italian BMT sub. Only at a Subway restaurant. Beautiful. Subway. Eat fresh.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Tonight is opening night. Your Akron Arrows are home at Canal Park against the Binghamton Mets. Come early for a free pregame block party outside the stadium starting at 4. It's a championship celebration as the Arrows receive their rings. And former Indians great Len Barker throws out the first pitch. Plus, free magnet schedules courtesy of Albert Canary and Company and fireworks after the game. Tickets start at just $5. For more information, call 800-97-ARROWS. Akron Arrows Baseball. It's a whole new ballgame.
It's NTB's $24.99 ready-to-roll oil change. That means all the extras at no extra charge. Listen to what you get for just $24.99. Up to 6 quarts of Valvoline oil, a brand new filter, and free disposal of your old oil. Plus, we'll rotate your tires and reset your air pressure sensors. Then we'll check your battery, brakes, belts, and hoses, and top off your fluid. The savings are incredible. For just $24.99, you get it all. Valvoline oil, a brand new filter, and free disposal of your old oil. Plus, we'll rotate your tires and reset your sensors. Then we'll check your battery, brakes, belts, and hoses, and top off your fluid. Why would you change your oil anywhere else? At NTV, you're ready to roll. Drive in or schedule service at NTV.com. Local and state mandated tax and disposal fees extra. See store for details.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given him a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet said that he had allergies.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
The vet didn't know what to do.
The vet offered no success at all.
We probably spent at least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
And we hear some people on the radio saying Dinovite.
And I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
I logged on to Dinovite.com.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
The vet noticed that my golden retriever Sundance has a glossy coat now.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
And we conclude another successful edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you, and we will we're going to give you a little preview of tomorrow's show. By the way, we're going to have Hanford Dixon in his usual Friday spot with us, as well as Michael Regai. We'll get him aboard. We haven't had Michael on this show in a while, so I want to tell you about that. And you'll also hear from Joe Hayden. We're going to go in the locker room with him. So we look forward to that as well. And we always look forward to what you have to say to us. And I got this. This is a good one. His name's Douglas, and from Twitter, he was agreeing with something I wrote for ClevelandBrowns.com that the gap between first and last place in the NFC North has shrunk. And he adds this, and the Browns don't have future cap issues, parenthetically he puts yet, But this is an outstanding point, Douglas, because, yeah, they weren't going to take all of it, as I pointed out before, in one off season. You're not going to hit all the issues in one off season. The grand plan, the plan, is do a good chunk of it this year, which they did, and do more next year, which they will. And the cap room allows them to do that. We want to thank Doug Deacon. Want to thank DeQuell Jackson. Want to thank Scott Petrick. Want to thank Lauren Whitaker. Want to thank Drew Boatner. Want to thank my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.